Time now for StoryCorps. On this April Fool's Day, the true story behind a fake presidential candidate. In the 1960s, professional pranksters and husband and wife, Alan and Jean Abel, created a fictional candidate, Mrs. Yetta Bronstein.
Yetta Bronstein lives in the Bronx. She has a boy named Marvin. He plays the drums badly. And one day she decides to run for president.
Yetta ran as an independent. Her party was called the Best Party, and her platform included national bingo. Jean Abel would pretend to be Yetta for interviews with reporters, while her husband Alan acted as her campaign manager.
I ran in 1964 and 1968.
Well, we'll be talking with Yetta Bronstein, running for the presidency again.
I only appeared on radio because I was in my 20s, and I was blonde and not a Jewish mother.
Hello, WNBC.
Is Yetta Bronstein there?
Yes, she's listening.
There was, of course, this question, where is she? So Alan gave everybody a picture of his mother.
I'm glad there's somebody in our country who's concerned about running our government properly, and I think Yetta Bronstein is the one to do it.
But I would say to you, even if you didn't like me, vote for me anyhow, because you might change your mind later on.
We had followers go down to Atlantic City where they had the Democratic convention, and we were marching up and down with about 20 people with our signs, vote for Yetta and things will get better.
Clean sweep with Yetta. I was on a broomstick,
broomstick.
With a broom.
And then why not? That's all. Why not? Question mark. Nothing more on the placard.
Vote Bronstein in. Get Bronstein into the White House.
Do you want to take Congress off salary and put them on straight commission? Allow guns in homes, but decrease the velocity of bullets by 95%.
A mink coat in every closet?
Oh, yes, that's my latest slogan.
And, of course, you lost by a landslide.
They said I didn't win a single precinct.
Would yet a guess to be First Lady and also President.
You want simple solutions, then you got to be simple.
You know, not once in all the interviews I did.
Have you thought about a cabinet?
I'll have one.
No, I mean, who would serve in the cabinet?
Not once did the host say, well, you are kidding, aren't you? Which was interesting in itself.
Frankly, I never know where the college came from and the electoral college. It isn't very educational.
I don't think Yetta has a place in this particular election season. I mean, people have asked me, don't you want to get in the race? And I said, no, the comedy's already happening.
Mrs. Yetta Bronstein, independent candidate for president of the United States.
In the capital of Washington, there'll be a change. There'll be a change in government when Yetta gets to be First Lady and also the president.
Jean and Alan Abel remembering the fake presidential campaign they orchestrated back in the 60s for Yetta Bronstein. Their conversation is archived at the Library of Congress and is featured on the StoryCorps podcast.